Luke 4, the first two verses. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert, where for 40 days he was tested by the devil. What? A test already? We just started school last week. Yes, right at the beginning of his ministry, right after his baptism, already Jesus' path led into the wilderness to be put to the test. Even more surprising than that it was right at the beginning that he was tested is the fact that he was filled with the Spirit when this happened, and that he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness for this testing. Sometimes we're tempted to think that if we could just be filled with the Holy Spirit, then all problems would be solved in this life, and life would be an endless string of successes, straight A's, especially on this campus where the Spirit's word is heard every day. But Stephen was full of the Spirit when he was dragged out of the city and stoned to death. And here we find the Son of God himself being led by the Spirit into the wilderness, to hunger, to thirst, to discomfort, to danger, to beasts, to be put to the test. Why would the Spirit do this? An obvious reason is that it was part of Jesus' purpose and goal in life. He came into the world to be the last Adam, to succeed where the first Adam failed, to destroy the works of the devil. So he's now led to a confrontation with the evil one, not in a garden where he could eat of every tree, but in a wilderness where the temptation would be accentuated by his hunger even more. And there, as our representative, Jesus successfully faced heat and discomfort. Anyone can be pleasant, kind, thoughtful, loving when things are going well. But when the heat is on, when things are not going so well, that is often when painted-on faith peels away and reveals the ugliness that was there all the time. How beautiful our Savior remained in those 40 days and 40 nights. In the wilderness, Jesus faced the temptation to take the easy way to honor and glory by bowing down to the devil, cheating just this once, of course. How much easier it might be to accomplish good in the world if the world would only honor us and do as we said. And that's what was promised. How good it must have sounded to one who looked ahead to being despised and rejected by men. But standing between Jesus and this way out of suffering was the Spirit's word: "You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." If Jesus had to give up one word of God for the better way, then it was not the better way. And then the devil even tried to turn Jesus' own faithfulness against him, and he'll do that to you too. It's so great to find someone who follows every word of Scripture. But you know, you don't want to hide your faith under a bushel. You should let it shine more. You know, Lord, Lord will take care of you. The Bible tells you so. Why don't you act on your faith and jump from here? And then the amazed crowds that you're not reaching right now, then they will follow you too. In all of these temptations, it was not great intellectual reasoning but a simple word of God, by which our Savior passed the test in our name. And how about us? We've all been given the gift of the Spirit too, haven't we? No one can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit supplies all our needs, and yet, don't we at times find ourselves in the wilderness, hot, hungry, lonely, uncomfortable, even surrounded by people? When we're in a tight spot, doesn't it seem like the easy way out is much more attractive? And when we have overcome such great temptations, when we've passed the test, doesn't it seem natural to glory just a little in our conservative faith? Why does the Lord's Spirit permit such trials and tests to come upon us? It also has to do with our purpose and goal in life, doesn't it? When we pass through times of hunger and suffering, illness, sorrow, loneliness, such times may make the easy way of bowing down to Satan look good. But the Lord may use just such times to disillusion us about those things we were tempted to trust in, like knocking the broken crutch out from under us, so to speak. He may also use those times of drought and darkness to let the light of His faithfulness shine through, so that His name may be glorified and the word of grace may be brought to others. In short, when we are led by the Spirit of God, even into a wilderness, He is leading us to success. He's leading us to a Savior who is able to sympathize with us in our weakness. For He was tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. For all the times that we have fallen, He stood upright every day on this earth. For every time we have succumbed to temptation, He succumbed to the cross. And now He gives us His Spirit to lead us to God's own forgiveness in Christ. And yes, even through the valley of the shadow of death, to the resurrection of the body, to life everlasting. The world may judge us unsuccessful by its wispy standard, but the Spirit of Christ truly leads to an eternal joy, an eternal success. We sing hymn 401.